is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, January 15th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. Today, we're talking to the organizers of the Bahamas Paradigm Movement. We had them on the show before, and I promised to bring them on so we can hash out their plan about how do we address crime. The premise for this saying is crime is not our problem. We had a problem. And I was trying to appreciate and to understand exactly what does that mean. Crime is not our problem. Are we the problem? And they said, that sounds as if they're blaming me. And I am not necessarily a person that seeks a crime or can be considered a criminal. But I said, I'm going to bring Mr. Arthur McDonald on because he did a study on the social ills of the Bahamas and the dysfunction of the Bahamas and what we need to do. And what we need to do in order to address crime and stop addressing the symptoms and get back to the root of the problem of crime. And I said, man, Mr. McDonald, that's a heavy topic. People have been talking about crime for eons now, and I'm not sure we can solve it. And I said, what exactly are you bringing to the table? Your studies, what you have found, and what you would recommend to the government, civic organizations, to Bahamians in general, especially like how you already start blaming us. Say, we are the problem. And I say, you know, you got to convince me on why you won't blame me. A person who doesn't run the red, like I'd be at 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm at the red light, stop, scared half to death, but park because I'm terrified of running the red light. I'm not that type of person. I'm a person who still overtips the parking boy at the food store because of indiscretions I did when I was 10 and 12 and say, no, I feel guilty. And from that, I would continue to pay back into the food store because of what I did when I was young, right? I'm a person who, because of my high school, I don't walk on the grass because I always say, man, the grass have pain. And if there's a sign that say, do not walk on the grass, I ain't gonna walk on the grass. I can walk around, right? I'm a person who, if you go to the front of my car now, it's filled with garbage. Why? Because I refuse to throw it out. And if the garbage tin is full, right, I don't throw it next to it and take a drop out. And so, in fact, I just take extra plastic bags so I can clean up. I stop to the beach and clean up things, Mr. McDonald. I clean up.
Very good.
To give back. Very good. To give back. Because I, like I said, I suffer from guilt. So when you say crime is not our problem, but it's that is we are responsible for it. I want you to explain your organization. And I want you to give your thesis on what is the issue. Why are we facing so much crime? Mind you, murder is down. I think we found the solution. I think perhaps this administration has found a solution for crime, right? And if they have found a solution for crime, perhaps the organization which you're pushing for may not need to be in existence. I just asking. Beating you, by the way. Welcome, Mr. Arthur McDonald.
A pleasant good morning, Mr. Nuri, and a pleasant good morning, Bahamas. It is always good to be on The Guardian, 96.9. Always good to be here. Now, Mr. Nuri, you talked about crime. We asked a question. Crime is not our problem. Are we? You know, Mr. Nuri, you said that the government might have found a solution. Let me explain to you. I've been solving crime within this country from 1994, one of the largest housebreaking ring in the southwest in Carmichael area. I solved one of the largest. It's been around, it's been in that area for months. Found a gentleman who actually breaked in my home when I used to be in that area. And they were breaking in many homes and taking the electronic items. And the police were saying that you must mark your, those persons in that area would endorse what I'm saying. They asked you to put your name or mark, put a mark on your television and your VCR and whatever else you had, so that if they found it, they would, can give it back to you. There was a break-in in my home, and within 3 days after that, I found these individuals. I did some things when I was off to school in the 80s, and I didn't swear, but I said, I will find these young men, whoever they were, within the week. In 3 days' time, I found them. And when I found them, they didn't only have my stuff. They had, if you're familiar with these homes, when you drive in the garage, there's a washout room there. Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
That was full of electronic items. I said I didn't see, because I didn't see my items. So I said, by glancing, I said, that's all you have? They took me into another room. And that other room was full to the top with electronic items. Months of stealing and breaking in the people's home in that area. I said, I see what I want, I told him. But I don't have all the money. I said, could you wait here for me? Wait to the road for me, because I'm coming right back. I did. And he waited for me. I went. And I went to the Carmichael Police Station. And I said, I got them. I said, you got to come. I can't talk long. Let's go. They followed me. I said, and before I said, you know, I gave him some instructions. So when I make a motion, when I turn the corner, do not turn that corner. You wait till I slow down and stop, then you come. And they came, I give the motion. The guy was right there waiting for me. And when I did that motion, that police car came through. I told him, I said, you don't know what's happening here. I see some people following me. I have to go. I already gave the police the motion. The police came. Two rooms of electronic items, 1994. See how long that was? That's a long time. I identified that individual, and I believe the police did what they had to do. The person in charge of CID then was Roll. He went to Exuma. In fact, Mr. Roll was my neighbor. He lived on Jackfish Drive. I lived on Comet Terrace. Right across, you know, Jackfish Drive is right in the area of BFM. And that was done by me, okay? 1994, I was doing what I'm doing now. Very few people knew, even my family didn't know. Well, 5-6 years ago, I had two friends. One friend, wife got, car got stolen from Buy for Less on Blue Road South. A friend of mine who we attend the church together called me. And he said, McDonald, this car got stolen. I don't want to call the person's name, but her husband worked on the defense force. We all went in the car. We went several places in that vicinity. We found that car in the back of the area of the back of the police station. You can imagine that. They stole the car from there and then went in the back of the police station a few blocks down. We found that car in less than 24 hours. Another incident. A professor at UB, car got stolen from Blair State. He's a well-known professor. I think giving you the facts.
Mm-hmm.
and Blair State off Village Road. Not Bel Air, Blair. I got my information. We found that in less than 24 hours. They were stripping that car already, actually. That's what I've been doing. That's on a wider scale in my community. There were persons who, there was an individual who was lurking in our area. He built a house in the nearby bushes and were lurking from time to time after in and out of jail. I shut that down. Okay? I've been doing crime watch in the area I live for about 2 decades. We have crime watch sign all through the neighborhood. I've been doing cleanup campaign. And most of the campaign meaning I've been paying for somebody to come and clean up every other month. And still doing it. In fact, I've cleaned up December 15th, thereabout, just before the holiday. And January, a few days ago, about 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago, I had to go there myself and personally clean up some stuff that just a month ago was cleared. We have garbage being thrown all over our city, and we're blaming the government. We have garbage. We have derelict vehicles in the front of people's homes, and we're blaming the government. We have dogs roaming the streets in neighborhoods, overturning garbage, but we blaming the government. We have our properties and yards in front of them, not properly kept, with more than one male in that home. But we work in, our cars, we dress up and go, and we leave our homes and our environment filthy, and we blaming the government for not cleaning in the front of our property. We have mechanic shops all over these communities, and particularly not only local communities, some affluent communities we have, or mid-end communities, mid-class community, and many other things may be taking place in these areas. I'm not going to say more than that. They are putting cars along the streets and along communities that is degrading and devaluing the area. But we blaming the government. Okay? We have apartment buildings all over this city called New Providence, with over 300,000, as about almost 300,000 persons. They're building all over the place, but they don't have the right garbage bins for their tenants to put the garbage in. The garbage is all over the place, and we're blaming the government. Why? Their pavement where their tenants park is not properly paved. Garbage is, and they're dropping stuff all over, but you blaming the government. Okay? We have businesses in neighborhoods that making money. In fact, those tenants are paying to so that you can provide proper parking facilities, proper garbage bin for them to throw their garbage. But owners refuse to maintain their place. But we blaming the government.
So let me interrupt you and ask, then what should we do?
No, what I'm getting to you.
Okay.
get to you. And we have other businesses in the areas that do not have proper garbage bin, and they're getting paid by their customers to provide a garbage bin, and rats are all over the place. We're blaming the government. What we need to do is take personal responsibility for our environment, our properties, our community. I have crime watch sign in every corner where I live for decades. Those are the things that every individual who are capable of doing it to do it. Okay? A collective responsibility is how we're going to fix this country. We have children roaming the street, right? Their parents don't know where they are. And in some cases, their parents are at work. Single mothers. We have about 70% of our homes run, I don't call them homes. Their houses are run by, with people in them, that are run by single mothers. Not that, and I always say this, not all single mothers. A lot of single mothers do a very good job, Mr. Newey. But people trying to figure out why do we have all this crime? Because we don't have the community we once had, 60s, 70s, where even in New Providence, you know, we had good communities in the 60s and 70s where people look out for each other. Their yards were properly kept, even if they had to use coconut limb or branches or whatever. They kept their environment clean. Because the motto that we once used, I think it's gone out the window or the door. Cleanliness is next to godliness. You know about that? You heard that before?
Yes, I think it's one of those idioms, yes.
Yes. That's what we used to use. It's gone. Our value system has diminished. Adults now, what we call adults now, are acting like toddlers. Males are no longer men. Females are no longer women. They're acting like children. They're becoming emotional. Somebody says something to them, they're ready to fight. Why? Why? Undeveloped. This city has cost, in recent times, it's caused a lot of social ills in this country. But, and let me say this country, because when we talk about this country, we point fingers to New Providence, because most of the issues here, and most of the people here. Something happened after the 80s, after the drug era. Something happened, Mr. Newey. We need collectively to clean, to take care of our homes, our environment, do our best to support the single mothers, you men and siblings and aunts and uncles, where you have these single mothers raising these females and males to help to raise them up, to take them to church and get them involved in social activities. And you know what we point fingers at these single mothers. But we ought not to. We ought to recognize the position sometimes they're in, and we say, you know something? They put themselves in that. That may be so in some cases, but not all cases. These persons have to go to work. They have a responsibility to take care of their kids. When their kids come home, they're on the streets or in the neighborhood, and they get caught up sometimes with undeveloped young men and older individuals. And here ends, we have this kind of society. We need to take personal responsibility for our homes, for raising our kids, taking them to church. Sunday or Sabbath school, instilling the values, the godly values that we once had in our community, and sharing the message that we ought to be our neighbor keeper, our neighbor's keeper. That has gone out of the window and the door. And you know, when you see young people and females are angry and easily angered, they get that from somewhere. You know that dilly don't grow on mango tree? Are you well at that, Mr. Neary?
No, I haven't never seen no dilly on a mango tree.
Well, when you see a child act out and have these tantrums and as an adult, they get that from their parents or the people their parents allow them to be around. You have to understand why people are where they are rather than only pointing the fingers. We need to assist. And there are lots of individuals, there are a few individuals who and I say a lot, doing things in the community to try to help. And Mr. Williams, right over here in Bayonetown, he has a program that I'm speaking to on a monthly basis with men and young males and females. And we blame the men for a lot of our issues and crime in our country. But as you're aware, Mr. Newey, a lot of these men getting problems over women. Huh? Mm. A lot of these men go out stealing. They need to be blinging and have the right car and right clothing to attract these females.
But Ms. McDonald, I'm into solution. I'm thumbing through your report that you did, right? It's named Social Ills That Lead to Dysfunction, Home, Church, Plus School, Work, Community, and Country. And it's by Arthur McDonald, of course, an overview of social ills, right? You've identified a number of problems. I acknowledge the problems, and you even give some broad solutions saying that we must be committed to solving it. But how do we get we to put our shoulders to the wheel and say we're going to assist?
Let me say this, Mr. Newey.
Because you say we're blaming government, but now if we take a government out of this equation, how do we get the people of the Bahamas to say, okay, I plan to partner with you to do these things?
Well, let me say this to you. They can partner with their community. Start, you know, they have crime watch programs in various communities. But how deep it is, are they getting in the community, knowing their neighbors? Are they doing cleanup? And some of them are. Those are the things we need to do. In fact, that's good, but we need to start from the home. Because the persons who are committing crime, they are children. They are neighbors' children. They are church members' children. Okay? We know who these people are who are committing crime. And who are doing social ills in our country. We know who they are. They're not hiding, but we see things happen in our community. We don't talk to our brother or our sister when they have a bad child or they have a troublesome child and say, man, let me help you with this child. We become selfish. We became mean over the last, from the 80s. We don't want to help nobody. Man, you make it on your own. We need to become our neighbor's keeper. We are a Christian nation, Mr. Newey. We need to get back to the root of where we ought to be as a people. People who understand biblical principle and not only talk about it, but live it.
I have a number of callers, and I'm sure 52 will call any minute now, who doesn't necessarily subscribe to biblical principles. He's more germane, earthly based. Right? Not necessarily Christian. Just a general rule. Mm-hmm. Can we save the Bahamas without having Christian principles? Are there any successful countries who are not Christians? Who don't have a crime problem?
I'm not suggesting that you can't do that. And those ones who believe that they are solving that their crimes and who have this crime issues because of lack of knowing God. It's because of God that they exist. Hmm. It's because of God they can do what they do. And that's a myth for many people, as far as I'm concerned, that you are doing things without God. That's a myth as far as I'm concerned. And God has been kicked out of this city. And many people, you have to have a form of godliness, but denying its power. And we talk about these things, but we don't demonstrate what we talk about to our children. Okay?
You also mentioned that the family. And in your report, you mentioned that a number of families are broken, single parent homes, fathers missing, right? Now that we acknowledge that the fathers are not there, they're not going to magically reappear.
Mm-hmm.
How do we plug this breach? How do we plug the system that the women are minding these children by themselves? How do we fix that or stem that gap?
Mr. Neary, I think you were born at least in the 70s, eh?
Late 70s.
Late 70s. Did you know from the 60s and 70s we had single parent homes?
So it's not single parent homes is a problem then? Because it was always there.
Have always been there.
So what has changed?
Values. Godly and moral values and looking out for your neighbor, making sure that your neighbors are straight. And we tell people to their face when you're doing something wrong, we confront you out of love. Not out of hate. We confront you. We say, man, get yourself together. Clean up your yard. You're embarrassing yourself.
We have a caller here who wants to engage you, and I can have you go back and forth with the caller too. You think Sunday shopping costs all of this?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, back in the 70s, we didn't have Sunday shopping. And then we had Christian values then when we valued Sunday. So perhaps if we go back to banning shops being open on Sunday, God will return.
God is in the heart, my brother. The people of the church. We meet to church buildings. People in the heart. You take God wherever you go.
Okay, let's have the caller engage you. Listen up, radio. Go ahead, caller. We're talking to Arthur McDonald, who has written a report on some of the dysfunctions that happened inside the Bahamas, and he's given some solutions on what needs to be done. And he mentioned that perhaps we need to return to godly principles. You know, the absence of God causing all this crime. What says you, caller?
Hey, gracious, you just seeing your guests. How you doing?
Doing well.
Wait a minute. Hey, we don't have a crime problem, you know. We have a social behavior problem. That's the problem we have.
Explain that.
People do. Yeah, we have. Let me explain that, right? We don't like rules. We do not like rules. Running the red light. Everyone just don't like rules. We don't like to obey rules. We don't care about rules. We don't want no one to tell us what to do. That's a social behavior problem. Second thing I want to make a note on, right? There's another problem we have is, right? Parenting. We have horrible parenting skills in the Bahamas. How could you be your child parent and a friend? Make it make sense. You could be friends with your child, right, and expect them to follow you as a parent. Them two don't go on and on. You go smoking with your son. You go drinking with your son. You go clubbing with your daughter. You all two go on dates together. Make it make sense. You all can't be friends and parents.
So let me ask you a solution. Because I acknowledge what you said,
okay,
right?
The third thing I want to make a note on.
What do we do for those first two that you mentioned? What do we do to fix that?
First of all, right? We need to properly implement the laws and the people. Like for instance, right? You know, if we actually ticket people for bad driving, right? We could actually pay all the government staff of these traffic infractions. And littering. Charge the people $1,000 for running the red light. You think you can run the red light?
Man, it's $1,000 now.
Implement it.
It's implemented. You run the red light and see what you got to pay.
When last you see someone get a ticket for driving the sidewalk? When last you see a ticket for someone running the red light?
Well, I try not to run the red light at all because I paid a $500 fine. I ain't doing it no more. Right?
Yeah, but like I say,
parking on the sidewalk, it happens because we now have these corners where there's no parking space, so people park on the sidewalk.
Yeah, but people drive on the sidewalk. Buses are driving the sidewalk. I see someone reverse on the highway.
Yeah.
We don't like rules. The third thing, right? We give our children too much options. The children now have an option to go to church or not. They don't know about church. The children nowadays don't have to go to church. And instead, who in church? They run up and down in the church. Yeah. I've been in the church when I was younger, right? You realize I never where the bathroom was. Because when you're in church, you ain't going to the bathroom. You sit yourself down.
I asked Arthur MacDonald and Gordon, and thank you very much for your call, but I'm going to ask you this before you go. Can we save the Bahamas without preaching or without going to church? Or church is the only salvation? There is no successful country out there that has stemmed the grossness of crime without saying that God did the solution. Can that happen?
Without God?
I see those European countries have no crime. And they don't even have a church.
Yeah, many people apply biblical principles and they themselves don't recognize it.
Yeah, so perhaps you just need to apply the principles then.
Yeah.
And perhaps these are not necessary biblical principles, but universal principles that the people who wrote the Bible adopted.
All good things come from God, my brother.
And yeah.
All good things come from God. You can't take credit for the world being existing and you being here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a God, and if you don't recognize that, you're in trouble.
Okay.
Let me also mention to you.
Go ahead.
Things that take place in this country, you know, and in this New Providence. Because when we talk about the country, we mainly talk about New Providence, because some of the major family islands. You look at. I give you statistics of the growth of the of right there. It's right there. I'm assuming.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. And look at the 60s. Every 10 years, the Department of Statistics give you a breakdown of the increase. And you can list them off, Mr. New, and you'll see.
Population, every 10 years, it's like by 10, 20,000, the population grows.
But my point is, did you think that we had an opportunity, or the government had an opportunity to, as the population grow, that they could have planned and make provision for the betterment of our country and our people? You think that 10 years is sufficient time to look at the data to see what needed to be done? A lot of people here are frustrated.
Yes.
A lot of people here are frustrated because they have to go to work. They have to go through this traffic, and your colleague always talk about the crime, the traffic issues. How people are frustrated the way they drive, the people on the road without license, vehicle, without insurance. Why do you think that is?
Can I blame the government?
No. Let me explain.
Carl, I come to you in Ireland. Let Mr. MacDonald explain his point, and then I'll come to you. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you could go to the call, but Maslow hierarchy of needs said you need to understand that these are the things that the government should make sure that the people. And I see them building homes, have food, clothing, shelter. That's the lower end of Maslow, hierarchy of needs. That's the bottom of the pyramid. Food, clothes, shelter, and a warm place to live. And if people can't eat, can't find a place to live, comfortable place to live, and enjoy life, basic life, they can find a way to do it. And crime is one of their solution to make it happen.
So I can put a sticker right, pin right there and go to the caller. You're saying that because the theory of Maslow, where people need to have the basic necessity,
mm-hmm.
and they're finding that people in the Bahamas are not meeting that basic necessity.
Some of them.
And now that is spiraling down now to cause crime. Let's go to the caller and I can have you respond to that. Go ahead, caller. We're talking to Arthur MacDonald again, who's talking about his crime report. Go ahead.
Good morning, CA. And good morning to Mr. MacDonald. Yeah, he really contradicting himself, because when he first started, I had to disagree with a couple of things what he said. Because like the first caller said, ain't everybody comply. Ain't everybody is obey the law. We have people who are just straight out law breakers. So, no, we ain't blaming the government for the garbage in the yard and how the way they keep in the yard, no. Because some people can't see garbage. They are looking like Lysaki in their eyes. But it's the government's job is to put in laws, the Ministry of Environmental Health, and enforce the law. One of my cousins in the States, he'd buy a drum truck, and he lived in Fort Lauderdale. And he had it parked in his yard before he sent it over here to the States to do some work. The city of Fort Lauderdale pull up this house and say, no, man, this truck can't be here. No trucks in residential area. It's up to the government to enforce the law. Now, you and Dr. P, you're living in 1926. This 2026, man. This is a different world.
You realize in 1960, 1970, I couldn't stay home in my front room and pay all of my bills, you know. I couldn't stay home and use this little black gadget when I'm talking to you on and pay all of my bills. And I couldn't do that in 1960. So that's a God's great time. Time goes on. Yeah, we was like that in 1960. And but you listen to Dwight Show. You hear the parents, some say, different way how they bring up their children. They don't beat children no more. And this and that. I would get beat when I was growing up, but I don't beat children. Anything. It's the new parents now. It's different way if they bring it up too. So we ain't gonna never go back to that, man. So yeah, but that's good to know your history, but we ain't never going back to 1940 or 1960. That's just the way it is. And we were in my own house. I 27. I know people them, but they ain't guessing go obey the law. They ain't gonna obey the law, so that's where the law come in. My son, I grow him up. From when he was 5 years old, he drop his boxes on the ground, and I tell him, pick that up and put it in the hamper. Now he 27, and it's rummy, so he's keep his room so bad. But I train him to keep a clean yard and a clean house. That just how some humans go. We could never count you on strange human beings. Now the law got to step in and put down the penalties for them. Y'all have a nice day.
Thanks to the law, got to step in. Mr. McDonald, my mother never beat me, you know. I got beaten at school once. Oh, my mother was vexed because she understand the boy she had. I never break a law. I just panic. But she had no reason to spank me because she said I was too sensible. I was just too sensible.
With discipline.
I guess I was disciplined, right? I had a stepfather and a mother who had old values, and they speak to you harshly. Like you had that thunder. It's like God talking to you. You get timid. But I never had to get no spanking.
But, Mr. Nui, you know, let me just respond to the caller.
Yeah, we have another caller who want to talk to you, too. Go ahead.
I agree with him that the government needs to do something. The government are trying to do what they can do. And they can do better, of course. But what I'm suggesting is that we have, in this city, been pointing fingers at the government without wanting personal responsibility. And if you look on my thesis there and my study there, you see the government on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Government is a last resort.
Last resort?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Go ahead.
Last resort in terms of what are you doing first? The government ought to step in. The police ought to step in. But if you want the government to come to your yard and say, man, clean your yard. You want the government to come to your yard and say, man, take care of your children. Right? I'm not suggesting that the government... But my point is that every time you hear these community and on these radio, not all of them, but they're complaining about the government. Yes, they have a role to play. Yes, the police have a role to play. What we are doing.
I'm going to go to the caller now, Mr. McDonald, and I got to ask you this question. What should we do to broken people? You can't tell broken people to do things. They're broken. They can't be fixed. They're broken. Their mind is messed up. They live in dirt. They live around garbage, right? And you're saying that they need to clean their environment where they don't see the garbage. The garbage which you see, they don't see. That's why they have the old car, the 12 of them into the yard. That's why they have the garbage, because their mind is warped. And I'm saying, give me the solution for them. Them set of people who don't see no garbage. Call it coming now.
You think they know God? Cleanliness. You remember this old...
They don't go to church.
No.
No, they don't go to church.
A lot of them go to church.
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
A lot of them go to church.
Yeah, but what do we do to people who don't even want to talk with God? How do we solve this,
But a lot of these people who see keep their yard like that, they go to church. A lot of them go to church.
Mm.
What we do is to continuously educate our people of their personal responsibility. And of course, you know, the mindset of your community generally determines the mindset of your children. Not in all cases, but in some cases. When you live in a clean environment, Mr. Nui, mm-hmm. your mindset changes. Like you,
I agree with you.
When you go on vacation, you go to Paradise Island, you go to Bahama, man, your endorphins, man, you just feel good.
Yes.
When
I go out west, I don't want to drop nothing on the ground.
No.
But when I go east.
Right.
Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. I just missed a garbage thing. I said, don't worry about that. Get clean eventually. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. We talked to Arthur McDonald today. Caller, you there? No? Sorry about that. Let's go to the next one. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nguyen. Good morning to Mr. McDonald.
Good morning, 52.
Yeah, I am the grandson of Roy McDonald from Cat Island, Banning Harbor.
Yeah. Family, eh?
Nothing hated you, but I can't agree with Muff, right? And so I just want to speak my point. Firstly, Stay Nui. I don't prescribe the mainstream conform religious ideologies, but I would agree with Mr. McDonald that the loss of religion and godlessness has led to a mentally ill and a sick society. And I like how you stress the idea of some people are comfortable with garbage. They don't give a S because they're living in it. And so we see certain countries that we allow to come in here where garbage proliferates all around. Some people are comfortable with it. So Muff is totally correct in that the government, it is the government's duty to pass ordinances, okay? When you, during the pandemic, we were hearing narratives where the majority outweighs the minority. So the rights of an individual was pushed aside on the fear of diseases spreading. So it's no different with environmentalism. You have to take care of environment because it outweighs just you one. I can't allow you to put feces anywhere and let garbage proliferate. Then it doesn't benefit society. So let's look at the government. I could say, well, Governor DeSantos in Florida passed the Shantytown Act. The government knows the environment followed a proliferation of Shantytown. Yet they haven't passed a simple Shantytown Act. So my level of consciousness shows me that the government is inept, and it's basically everything falls at that. What's the point of having ministries, et cetera, if they're going to not have enforcement and relates to traffic to whatever? And so you're talking about crime. You have unabated migration. You have to juxtapose all of these things with crime, gun running, smuggling, et cetera, human smuggling. So we are very naive in our thoughts without having real dialogue about where we want to go as a society. We're not willing to face the real conversations. But, you know, I agree with a lot of things you're saying, Mr. McDonald. Take, for instance, I live in the inner city. The demographics have changed. Now, I grew up with a lot of Haitian Bayman family and the young guys, and I would always give them money. We were always friends. They're close friends. And I could trust them more in behemoth. But what I'm saying is, you have a lot of strangers coming in now. I don't know them, whether they're rapists, robbers, gang members from Haiti, whether they're hanging people, whatever they've done. And the government telling me about crime, they're not interested in solving crime. You're allowing people to ride around with tin-up cars, guys on motorbikes with masks on. Give me a break, man. Where are you? Since the pandemic, most street niggas are being using masks to put on their face. For what reason? So, you know, we are breeding this, you know. We are doing this.
Absolutely.
So sitting by, possibly, without agitation and allowing the government to just... That the government pass the Shantytown Act and change the nationality again. They are responsible for everything, man.
Like Mr. McDonald said, or his thesis says, crime is not our problem. We are the problem.
Yeah, let me also mention to you, Mr. Nui. I speak with Mr. Maynard at the Environmental Health on a regular basis. I text and speak to Zane Liborn, the Ministry of Environmental Health, on a regular basis. Reference to our communities throughout our country. Not that I don't agree that the government needs to do something. We all know that the government responsibility is to enforce our laws. But I'm saying to you that if we do better, they have less stuff to do.
Let's take this quick commercial break and then run through these calls for 30 seconds. This is Guiding Radio AM. We're going to be right back.
Wait, you know what's going on tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. you won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostics and Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Let me see if I can run through the callers. Arthur McDonald has committed for a two-day show. He's going to be here tomorrow. We can talk about the crime again. But let me go to these callers because I'm at odds with Mr. McDonald. I said government need to do more. Mr. McDonald said that we need to do more. And we're going to battle this out more tomorrow. Go ahead, caller. Garden Riria.
Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Yes, good morning.
Is your guest in studio with you?
Yeah, I'm just McDonald Radio.
Yeah, could you tell my cousin Eddie, right?
Dennis, how you doing?
Huh?
Dennis, how you doing?
Yeah, make sure he leave the little thing with you for Aaron. But I want to say that these people that exploiting our country and dirtying it up or whatever they may do, and yes, he's right. We have to, he said, it takes a village to raise a child, right? And we all know, Nuri, you know why you're in your spank?
I ain't get spank.
You know why you're in your spank?
Go ahead.
Because you had to be obedient. My oldest child, 37 now, I never spank her. And guess what? She knew what it is to be, and I never get to spank that on my children, out of my son. Mm. And we know bringing them up is different now. Because when you take these, when we take these kids, right, and we bring them up in a certain way, we have to know when we're spoiling them or when we're guiding them and when we're protecting them.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So we have to be very careful, I guess. We have to take care of the neighbor's kids like we were taken care of by the other neighbors when we were growing up and we grew up together. So we know how it goes. So make sure, Nuri, don't let him out there.
I can let him leave that little thing.
Okay?
Yes, I can remind him when he goes. Before he goes.
Get it from him.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes. It's a two-day show. Mr. McDonald will be here tomorrow. We can talk about this because I'm saying that a number of families, number of people in the Bahamas are broken.
Absolutely.
And if they're broken, you can't expect them to do things.
And not only in single parents' home, in two-family home.
Yeah.
People are broken.
Let me read these texts. Let me read these texts because they said they money. Tell your guests that children, even my own, are picking up habits from devices now, especially single parents who use devices to pacify children for peace of mind. I live in the inner city. I am a Bahamian. The demographics has shifted. I hardly know anyone in my area now, mostly foreigners. The difference is with single parenting in the 60s is that there was more family support, closeness, man. We also didn't have so many external distractions. Okay, then why is it that the ministry don't give out rat poison then? Tell us why. I go get free rat poison all the time by the PLP headquarters across it. What I call it? What that place called? Let's give it a free rat
environment
poison.
Environmental health.
Yeah, let's go and collect it and then hopefully.
You still do?
Yeah, give it to the neighbors. Let's read this last text. It says, good day, Brother Nuri and Mr. McDonald. The Bahamas have partially forgotten Jehovah God and have no respect for him. Hence, we are reaping what we have sown. But the government should enforce the law of the land and the citizens must abide. We need Jehovah God more than ever. Let's protect and build the Bahamas from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Selah, 2026. Tomorrow, we're going to continue this discussion, Mr. McDonald. We're going to talk about crime. Yes. I hear you saying that we have a duty of care. But I think now government need to take us and lead us.
We need more enforcement.
We need some shepherding, man. We need some shepherds.
But you see, we use that for an excuse not to do nothing.
Nah. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.